Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Tuning. Sometimes you got to throw away the numbers. And I guess they tried to do that with Alex Wood yesterday. Did not work out. It burned him for a two-run homer in the bottom of the sixth inning. But then the platooning of Jock Peterson. He's your best hitter. He should be getting at-bats all day long. He cannot come out of the baseball game.
But this is where I think get a little frustrated, because JD and I talked about this the year 2020 when he took over, and it was like, are you going by the analytics,
right,
or are you going by the gut? And then their response, the Giants' response, was, well, we're going to blend both, right? Like, that's why we got rid of Bochy. We're going to blend both, right? That's what we're hoping to do. It just seems like, to me, they're paralyzed by the analytics at times, or they throw the analytics out and they go with their gut, and they'll make contradictory moves within the same inning. For example, I'm going to give Alex Wood the benefit of the doubt. He's pitched like crap this year.
Pitched like crap.
A couple of good games.
He gave you five innings. Yank him. All right? He's a five-inning pitcher at best.
So that's a gut move, right? That's a gut move. That's not an analytics move, because you told me third time through the lineup, what's he batting?
Teams are batting 367 or something like that.
Okay. Hold on. Over 350. That's crazy. All right? Jock Peterson, B, throw the analytics out the door. Is he one of your best players right now?
Right now, he's your best hitter. He's your best hitter
now. So you're using the gut for Alex Wood, who hasn't really earned the benefit of the doubt, but you're not using it for Jock? Well, Joe, you know, the bullpen factors into this as well, and yada, yada. I'm trying to win the game and keep my threats on the field at all times.
Yep.
It's not like basketball, where I could sub you out, sub you back in. The second you come out in baseball, you're done for the game.
You're done.
So, like, to me, how many times have they had one bullpen arm left in the bullpen?
Or about having the righty available at the end of the game? Or you got Lamont Wade Jr. up there just scuffed, like, looking. Or Darren Ruff is like, oh, man, you didn't plan for this?
Well,
so there's no foresight into what could happen in the later innings.
Well, think about what happened in that game five. You were talking about the playoffs. Oh, the Dodgers, the playoffs. Remember what they did? What the Dodgers do? They went with an opener to try to get some of the Giants' bats out of the game early in it. Then they went to Urias, who's a lefty, who's not a righty. And then, boom, now you have to switch some of your lineup. So, like...
And I thought...
You're overthinking your roster.
And that's where I thought it was a mistake. It's like, don't react to the team. Just do you. You're the better team. Play your game. Trot out your lineup. And I think the Atlanta Braves proved that in the next round when they played the Dodgers. And they said, you know what? You know what? We're going to go with our guys. We're not dropping Freddie Freeman when he faces Urias or Kershaw. We're not, you know what I'm saying?
Sitting Bellinger in the first two games of the World Series.
We're not doing that. We're going with our guys that got us here. We're not platooning. And I thought that was a mistake by the Giants in that series. And again, they scored six runs in the last four games. And most of the production came from Chris Bryant and Evan Longoria with that one home run in game number three. But it was a trickle-down effect. So when you face a team like that in the playoffs, my thing is this. Okay, you lose to the Dodgers 5-1. Classic series. You lose 2-1 in game five. All right, cool.
It
if you want to live on
game.
That, it was a great game.
Great game. Great
game.
That happens.
But at the same time, I'm thinking to myself, if I'm Farhan Zaidi, and I know I'm not, I'm just... Obonte Hill doing the morning show with Joe Shatsky, the Butcher. I'm looking at that series saying, okay, This team's going to be around for a long time, the L.A. Dodgers.
Yes.
They're a team that's going to be in our way if we want to win the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
What do I have to do to get better than them? Well, I can't trot out Wilmer Flores, Lamont Wade Jr., Mike Kostrinsky, Darren Ruff. Who else was a part of it? Evan Longoria, Kurt Casale, and go 5-for-76 over, what, the last 2-3 games of that series?
Uh-huh.
I've got to get better. And the Giants in the offseason basically stood pat and brought in Jock. They brought in Carlos Rodon and basically gave him Buster Posey's money, who walked away. And that was that.
Well, and like, this is misnomer that you have to spend millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars to bolster your team. Like, here's an example, right? You obviously brought in Jock Peterson for $6 million. That's a great find. That's a great find. But, like, it feels like Jock Peterson is now trying to offset the losses of Posey and Bryant.
Yep.
And it's just too much. That's a deficit. So you re-sign Brandon Crawford, which I think in real time, I was like, yeah, I'm good with that. But what happens when you re-sign Crawford in the year when there were more shortstops available than there has been in a decade in terms of free agency?
Right.
There was one guy who said, I will only play shortstop. And that's where I would have had the tough conversation with Crawford. Like, hey, Craw, can you maybe slide over to third or second?
For Carlos Correa.
He signed a 3-year, $100 million deal, but he can opt out after 1 year. It was the perfect player. I'm looking at this guy's year right now. He's batting .300. He's got 9 jacks. He's playing really good defense on a Minnesota Twins team that no one knows about.
And they're in first place. The Twins are in first place.
But does anyone talk about them?
Nobody talks about them at all.
And you can't tell me Correa has not impacted that lineup and that defense
clubhouse
every single day.
And
I look at this team right now and I'm saying, okay, I love Brandon Crawford. I'm glad you re-signed him, but kind of inevitable he was going to fall back a little. I didn't think he'd fall back this much. And also, you had to think the range was going to be an issue. The other element of this is, B, just dig a little deeper. I have been obsessed with Marco Luciano.
Right.
If you look at a lot of the prospect listings for him,
he
is supposed to be a corner infielder or right fielder at some point. He's not going to stay at shortstop.
Right.
Like, that's the thing.
Yeah. So you're going to need a shortstop.
Exactly.
He's going to need a shortstop in the future.
Exactly.
And the thing with Carlos Correa, as you are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Station, download the Odyssey app and favor 95.7 The Game for the best and most up-to-date Warriors coverage. The thing about Carlos Correa is that when the Astros went through that scandal,
he was
a
proven stud.
Proven stud, but also he was the one guy who spoke up.
Yeah.
He's the one guy who went in front of the microphone, in front of the television cameras, and said, look, I'm not a cheater. Now, you can say what you want to say about Carlos Correa, but as Altuve hid, as Alex Bregman hid, as a lot of those guys hid, Correa went up there, and he spoke every single time. And I thought he was contrite, and I said, you know what? That's a guy I roll with.
I love
and
him.
And he played his ass off. And then you look at the postseason numbers for Carlos
Correa.
He's
a superstar.
He's one of the best postseason players in the last 20 years.
Now, the reason he got a 3-year, $100 million deal and the reason why he has to opt out after 1 year is because of the back. Like, the back is an element. I'm not trying to dismiss that. But, like, if you're going to have a Rodon on, like, basically a 1-year deal, why wouldn't you do the same thing for Carlos Correa?
A proven deal.
Now, maybe he didn't want to come here because you already had a shortstop set up. But this goes back to supply and demand, reading the market better, understanding your team's needs, not just for the now, but into the future. And I'm just sitting here and I'm just like, again, you lose Buster. I expect you to take a step back. But you needed to build on the 100 and whatever wins you had last year. And it just feels like they're still in a holding pattern. And I feel like I went to a 5-star restaurant. And you know, when you and I have done this before, we come out, we go, yeah, I'm still hungry.
Yeah.
Is that the worst thing in the world?
It's the worst thing in the world.
And that's kind of where I feel like this morning.
So what do you think the Giants do? Say if they're 6 games up. I'll give you a hypothetical.
Okay.
Because it's not wild. We're about to head in July. And they're a game and a half out. A game and a half out of the St. Louis Cardinals. I'll give you this scenario. Giants are 3 back of the Cardinals in a wild card come August 2nd to trade deadline. Major League Baseball trade deadline, August 2nd, I believe.
So they're 3 back.
3 back at the Cardinals for the third and final wild card spot. 3 back, and say they're 6 back at the Dodgers in the NL West. But you got this lifeless team.
And
going back
the Padres are in front of
them. Padres are in front of them. They have Tatis Jr. Tatis Jr. back.
Sure. Yep.
Atlanta Braves are rolling. They get Acuna Jr. back.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you do if you're Farhan? What if you do if they're Giants? Are you in sell mode or buy mode? Are you in stand pat mode?
I think I'm in stand pat, but I also, like, the one guy,
because, like, that's the dilemma we're about to face.
If there's one guy on this team who can net you something special,
it's probably Carlos Rodon.
Carlos Rodon, right? But I don't know what teams are going to give up for a rental, but when they acquire him, they get the option.
They get the
he
option.
He could opt in. He'll probably hit free agency.
Right.
Right? But I don't know what that nets you. But if you're telling me I'm three back or whatever, and I'm feeling lifeless like the way I am right now this morning, then yeah, I think the best serve this organization is to deal Rodon. As painful as that might sound to Giants fans and as crazy, you're not winning a championship this year. And I'm not saying you're eliminating yourself from playoff contention by just moving Rodon. You probably are. But you got to get something back. This is if this is about the big picture and you're telling me to be patient, well, then, you know, practice what you preach.
What about...
Because they... B, let's call it what it is.
What about...
Did they deal Bumgarner when they should have?
Yeah.
Did they deal Brandon Belt when they should have or could have? Mm-hmm. Have they dealt Evan Longoria? They haven't had the guts to do it. So you got to have big balls to be able to do something like that.
So Brandon Belt, expiring contract, banged up. I don't think it's a PR hit if you trade Brandon Belt.
I mean, if you ask me right now...
I don't think it's a bad PR
if
hit.
If I asked you, does he play 40 games the rest of the way?
Maybe not. With that D, I trade him.
I just don't know who's going to take him.
Yeah, maybe you just flip him for something.
To me, I like Boston Red Sox, Yankees as a defensive
Tampa Bay Rays. They need a guy. They need a jolt in that lineup. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's
he's certainly not playing first base for the Blue Jays.
No, that's out of the question.
That is
not playing first base for the Yankees.
Here's a great example. What about Seattle? They're a team that thinks they're overachieving right now. Maybe they still think they're in the mix. I'm just throwing them out as an example.
Seattle would be a good team.
You've made a lot of moves with Seattle. Right. Would that be a destination spot?
Maybe, absolutely.
He could really help that team.
Absolutely. Or do you send him back to Texas? He's from Texas. Texas, all of a sudden, they're like, Texas is thinking, hey, we're four back. We're four back at a wild card. Let's go. We're the Texas Rangers.
Yeah.
We could make a run here after making heavy investments into Corey Seager and Marcus Semien, an Oakland product. Maybe we trade for Brandon Belt and bring him back
home.
New stadium. Texas
like
guy.
Looks like a sports basement.
Yeah, it looks insane. It's huge. It's right outside of Jerry's World. Yeah. It looks insane. Like, you could see it when you're on the flight. And you're like, damn, that place is massive. Massive. I kind of want to go there.
Is it a retractable roof?
Retractable roof, yep.
And that's what they're basically talking about in Vegas for the A's?
Yeah, retractable roof. Because it gets so hot down there. Can't believe they used to play baseball.
1 minute or less on the A's situation.
Oh, boy. Ah, man. Where do we start? Where do we end? I mean, it's just... I'm looking at Dave Stewart, Britt Roberts, Judy Babbitt. You know, I'm talking to Cassine Gibson, who works down there, an NBC sports producer. And he's like, man, the A's are stressing me out. They're stressing everybody out. Everybody. So many people who work. If they relocate, how many jobs are going to be lost? Who's going to move with them? Who's not going to move with them? One word, depressing.
Yeah.
Depressing. I get depressed watching A's baseball. I feel so bad for that fan base. So bad.
Well, I would say heartless is what I would call that ownership group. Just straight up heartless and full of crap. I mean, every move they've made has basically been grandstanding. It's all a posturing move so that they could get this relocation fee waived and then fly out to Vegas. And that's the thing that pisses me off more than anything. They're really going to get the golden parachute.
Yeah, they are.
They're really like that ownership group.
Baseball
is really
basically going to help them leave Oakland.
After the blue ribbon panel from 20 years ago never concluded anything.
Yeah,
this is what's going to happen.
That history they have in Oakland, California, and what baseball meant. Think about all the ballers that have come out of Alameda, Oakland, Berkeley, Richmond, that went to the A's games and watched A's baseball. And now you look at it. Look at it.
I know.
It's sad.
You want to talk about, we're talking about all every team has someone fun. They've got Frankie Montas. He'll be dealt. There's in my mind he'll be dealt.
He'll be gone. Man, depressing. That's
sorry, I just, I've seen a lot of talk about it. Wall Street Journal posting things saying that
basically
the relocation fee, if you're just paying attention now, the relocation fee for the Oakland A's would actually be waived by Major League Baseball, saving them $1 billion. And they're trying to find land in Vegas.
Oh, and there's plenty. There's plenty of land. They found three different spots. There's plenty of land.
Front row Fortenbaugh, game one.
Oh, boy. All those new A's fans down there. Wow.
That would be ironic if Fortenbaugh became an A's fan.
Wow. Throwing out A's hats.
It would be ironic. It would fit him perfectly.
It would. All right. We're going to be joined by Odyssey NBA insider Brian Scalabrine coming up here on the Morning Roast. Insider calls are presented by Hey Man, a new podcast for Kenny Mayne. Download the Hey Man on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's what Odyssey cheddar, huh?
Hey, Maine. Went from ESPN money to Odyssey money.
Maybe we should do our podcast.
That's coming up, buddy.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh no! Oh no! This is Steve Kerr, and you're listening to the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game.
Ah, Beat the Streak. There's $5.6 million up for grabs with the MLB Beat the Streak game. Check out Beat the Streak Daily, the daily podcast, to find out which players have the best chance to get a hit today so you can get closer to becoming a millionaire. Call out players from your local MLB team who are hot or due for a hit. Download Beat the Streak Daily on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's bring in Brian Scalabrine.
No, before you do that, does being a millionaire still hit the way it used to?
Not in the Bay Area.
I mean, being a millionaire, you still got like another million on that mortgage.
Yeah, not in the Bay Area.
What are we doing?
Not in the Bay Area.
You know who I know is a millionaire?
Who's that?
Because he just walks like he's the million-dollar man.
Oh, it's Brian Scalabrine.
Brian Scalabrine.
He's got full of money. He's got that NBC money. He's got that Celtics money, the Odyssey money. I'm not trying to be in his pockets, but, you know, he's rolling nice. What's up?
What's up, Scal?
You know, I stay rich with poor thoughts.
That's my guy
that think I'm about to lose it all.
I'm going to have to steal it out with Scal. That is a good one. We still acting frugal. Yeah, no doubt. I call it balling on the budget. You know what I'm saying? Balling on the budget. Brian Scalabrine, our Odyssey NBA insider. Insider calls are presented by Hey Man, a new podcast from Kenny Mayne. Each week, Kenny talks to famous people from the world of sports music and everywhere else. Download Hey Man on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. podcast. Scal, so good to hear from you. Saw you last time at Boston, of course, as the Warriors win that series in six. Before we get into NBA free agency and what the Celtics might do and what the Warriors might do, just what is the aftermath of the series loss for the Celtics out there in Boston? What's the vibe out there in Boston after they lost in six in a very good NBA Finals, I thought?
Yeah, that there's levels to superstardom, and, you know, there's like the Jason Tatum is a star. Like, I know a lot of people, he said, I don't know why I'm not a superstar, whatever it was. But he's a star, but Steph Curry is an all-time great. And I thought game four was one of the most incredible performances yep. I've ever seen. I've been a part of this league since 2001. Every year I've been a part of this league, whether it's broadcasting, playing, coaching, whatever. And, you know, like, it's probably good for Tatum and Brown to see that. And I know a lot of people are looking at the Celtics like, oh, man, if they just had a point guard, it'd be better. Like, no, nah, man, like the best player's got to be the best if you're going to win a championship. You want to say, like, oh, if they have a point guard, then they can win a few more regular season games. But to get over that hump, you know, you had Steph Curry and you saw Klay Thompson 100% about that life. Mm-hmm. Draymond Green, who struggled, was 100% about that life in game five and six. And those guys know how to win and they know how to, like, capture the moment. The Celtics are learning how to win and learning how to capture the moment. And at the end, when all the dust settles and you can look at what the Celtics did, the Warriors, it all came down to those three guys were incredible, and they made incredible plays, and they knew how to come out of a timeout and take their defense to another level, and they understood the severity of each offensive possession. And I think that was the difference between, you know, Steph Curry hosting that fourth championship and the Celtics just kind of wondering, like, how do we get back to this place again?
Now that we've had, like, almost 2 weeks to kind of let it digest, how big is that championship for Steph Curry specifically?
Huge.
Because it's just you referenced game four. I was there at game four. I went to game three. I told Bonte, I think game four is one of the greatest wins in Warrior history outside of the closeout games. Yeah. And just as in terms of an individual performance, I think that one's going to live in infamy forever. So now that you've had some time to kind of digest this, how do you think this championship lasts?
You know how people I don't know why they use the word cemented, like, oh, Steph Curry's legacy is cemented. And you can say that about the floor of his legacy. You could say the – and I'm not one of these guys. I thought he should have won MVP of the finals and their first championship.
Thank you.
Same.
And Kevin Durant came, and, you know, it was over at that point. Like, no one was beating that team. I mean, we can right. we all play pretend as the media and as the season went along. We talked about this team and that team. Oh, wow, this guy – but we were all playing pretend. Like, they were unbelievable. No one – I was high on the Warriors all year because I thought that with the NBA making the adjustment to physicality, you know, everyone thinks, well, you just got to get big physical defenders. And I always was saying, like, ball movement is how you counter physicality. Mm. You know, when you get big guys on the move, guys want to put their hands on you. And it's when you're going isolation, you know, big, strong physical yep. defenders can rough you up, but not when you're moving off the ball and relocating in the way that the Warriors play. Now, I didn't know that I knew Klay Thompson would be back. I didn't know that he would get improved the way he improved throughout the playoffs. But going back to Curry gave them, in game four, like, he won that game for them. So that's a different series if the Celtics go up
3-1.
Oh, that was a series, Scal. I thought the winner of that game was going to win the series.
And Draymond was struggling.
Yep.
Like, he was and Draymond is one of those guys I call, like, he, as the game is unfolding, there's people out there that participate, and there's people out there that impact. Mm. Draymond Green finds ways to impact with his mind. He's like, okay, where is their weakness at? Where am I going to attack? And he just to be honest, like, he wasn't finding that. And I've seen him many times before play and say, all right, here we go. I know what I need to do. Just like you can watch him in five and six. Like, he knew how to win that series. But Steph Curry, single-handedly, in my opinion, with remarkable shots that you would think are terrible shots, and what are you doing as you're getting bucket after bucket after bucket, he single-handedly won that game, which in turn won the series for them. And so when you talk about cemented legacy, yeah, sure, you want to cement his floor, but his ceiling is still up for grabs, and he can still continue to climb, and he has done that. And I wouldn't put it past me if the guy takes it to a completely another level next year. And obviously people are going to be more prepared. There's always that gap when people close the gap on the Warriors when they first came out. Mm-hmm. People, what the hell is this? And then the gap closed. I think people will close that gap, but still doesn't mean, I still think the Warriors could be the favorite coming out of the West.
Yeah, no doubt about that. We're talking to NBA champ Brian Scalabrine, of course, does a lot of good work with NBC as Boston, calls a lot of Celtic games. Of course, has a show, radio show, Sirius XM Radio with Frank Isola, our buddy Frankie Ice. Frankie Ice out there on Sirius XM Radio, of course. Scal, when you look at the Warriors and you bring up Curry and whether or not they'll be the favorites next year, who right now would be the biggest threat? The biggest threat to the Warriors. Let's just start with the Western Conference, because I think the East, Boston, if they make a couple tweaks, they'll be back. Milwaukee will be back with Middleton being healthy. But out West, who could threaten the Warriors? Because what's crazy to me is that they haven't lost a series in the Western Conference since Steve Kerr became head coach.
Wait. Is that true?
That's true. They haven't lost a series out West.
They didn't make the play-in. That's right.
Yep, they didn't make the play-in, yeah.
Yeah, I think Clipper health. Like, wouldn't you say? I think you guys got to admit that. That roster's nasty.
We just don't know what you're going to get from Kawhi.
100%.
Right? But, yes, I agree.
Health is a big deal, right? It's a big deal. So, if the Clippers are healthy, they're going to be really good. They have positional versatility.
Mm-hmm.
They have young guys that they could trade and get a piece if when this, you know, everyone thinks they're going to win the championship now, but as the season unfolds, you know, things start to look a little bit differently. So I think Clipper health is a really good team. Denver is another one, like kind of a wild card. But I'm not high on the Suns next year, especially with this DeAndre Ayton thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not high on the Lakers next year. You know, Dallas will be another one, like whatever happens with Jalen Brunson and what they do. Obviously, Luka is a force, but it does feel like to me, when it comes to the Warriors, like you have to beat them as a team. Like if they can beat the almighty great LeBron James, the individual, they can beat anybody on right. The individual side. So the teams that I look at, like the Clippers could be a deep roster that can attack you from different planes. Another team like that would be the Denver Nuggets. Like, Denver Nuggets are going to play team basketball. I don't know. I've never been a fan of Michael Porter Jr.,
mm-hmm.
you know, coming in. Like I don't know how he got $200 million, but he did. Like, watching him play, I'm not sure, like, what type of game that he has that he helps out with the Nuggets. But, you know, Jokic is obviously a problem. Jamal Murray can close out. So that'd be another team. Like, Jokic is a beast. So, like those teams that I look at, like, all right, they can have a chance. The Memphis Grizzlies could be good. You know, they're young, and they probably learned a lot.
Did you hear what Draymond said about them, Scout? That, you know, they're kind of just oblivious to the big moment. And unless they grasp that, I think there's some truth to that.
Well, you know how, teams that, like when they lose to a series, don't say, hey, man, if we would have had Ja, we would have beat y'all. Like, that's not how this thing works, right? And I just think, I agree. I think they are oblivious to the moment. And they're, like, forget the Warriors series, which they're playing some all-time greats. They were oblivious to the moment in the Minnesota series. But those guys are not all-time great. So, Memphis has some stuff to learn, but I like their style. I like the way they play. They move it well. They attack in different positions. They believe that they're champions. So, they could be good. Pelicans could be a sneaky team. Like, Zion's a force. Who knows if he's healthy? But, yeah, I mean, it is the Warriors kind of like to lose. If they stay healthy, obviously Draymond Green continues to play at a high level. I'm sure if there was a box to check, you would check the Steph Curry box.
Mm-hmm.
You would probably check the Klay Thompson box, and the Draymond Green box is still kind of up in the air. Like, is he going to be good enough to win you know the four games in a Western Conference Final Series or whatever it is? But yeah, I mean, the favorite, and then the team that's really sneaky is the Milwaukee Bucks. Like, the Celtics really took advantage of Middleton being out. Them being healthy, they're just big, strong, and physical. And they have a guy that is an absolute menace. Like, the way that he was playing, Giannis was playing against the Celtics was absolutely next level. So, yeah, those are the teams out there. I don't know what they make of Brooklyn. I don't know what to make of whatever Kevin Durant ends up or stays. I have no idea. But those right now would be the favorites.
Scal, you're watching this team with a fine tooth comb, and I'm saying to myself, God, they could just use a little bit of size, right? And we don't know what Kuminga's going to do next year. I mean, a lot of people are very excited about him. We have no idea what James Wiseman's going to do. But if you could add an element or two to this Warrior team that you think is their biggest weakness, what would that element be?
Those guys have to play. You can look far and wide all you want, but Kuminga, Wiseman, Moses Moody, they have to contribute next year. And they have to contribute during the regular season, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
They can't be a nothing in the regular season. Those guys have to play. They have to contribute. They have to be good. So unless you're trading those three, it's unheard of what the Warriors did last year.
Yes.
To have those young draft picks, and they still won a championship with those guys like sitting on deck. But all the attention and energy, and I you guys should be really happy. I don't know how happy you were about the Kenny Atkinson move.
Oh, we're thrilled.
We're thrilled.
So you guys get it. You get it. Like those guys, they need to play. They need to contribute, and you need to start managing Curry, Thompson, Draymond Green, managing their minutes, and those guys have to perform. So if those guys don't perform, let's say one of them doesn't, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
But if two of them are non-players and they can't play in the playoffs, at least all the way up until the finals, you want to say, like, Wiseman has to play. Kevon Looney is playing too many minutes. Like,
yeah, no doubt.
He
plays every game. He plays too many minutes. So, like, that's – I wouldn't be looking anywhere else. I would definitely sign Gary Payton, though. And Jordan Poole could be extended, but not – he's not free, so you'll still have him. But I would sign Gary Payton. I would sign Otto Porter. I think those guys are valuable. And I would make sure that I put all my energy and focus on those young players. It is like the most important thing for Steph Curry and Klay Thompson for those three guys to develop.
Yeah, it's very interesting. You said what they did was unprecedented because I was going through the 2003 draft. We were laughing about the Warriors taking Mikal Petras, but I'm looking at all these guys drafted, and there's so many Hall of Famers. But the one guy, Darko, sat on the bench for Detroit, and I'm saying to myself, well, he was around all these winners and these highly competitive dudes, and it was such a good team, and yet he did nothing. Maybe he just is an outlier and he stinks. Can these young guys, can they really learn something while being in this environment but not really playing like they did this year? Is there some tangible benefit for them?
So I'm not really a believer in that kind of stuff. Like, I believe in the game. And I know this. Like, if James Wiseman sets a pin down for Steph Curry, there's a good chance that two dudes are going to run at Steph Curry.
Yes.
And gonna get a wide-open dunk.
Yeah.
So, like, when it comes to game, like, Jonathan Kuminga could be so valuable playing with those guys. Mm-hmm. And it's just, like, Gary Payton did it. He was phenomenal at it. See, like, kick it to Payton, Payton flips it back to Curry. Gary Payton fakes the flip back and drives to the back.
Yes.
Gets out and runs in transition when everyone's scrambling around trying to get to Curry on the three-point line. So it's just like, I know, these guys have their whole life probably have the ball in their hands and go make a play and all that, but you have like a golden ticket. The golden ticket in the NBA, and I'm speaking from a guy who is not necessarily an NBA player. I'm a fringe NBA player that my life can go one way or another. So I got there, and I realized I played with Jason Kidd, and it became super simple for me. On the missed shot, sprint the floor. Be ready. If Jason throws it to you, he's already made the decision for me. Just elevate and go finish, right? If I cut and he throws me the ball, I don't have to stop and look at the basket. Like, all these things are benefits because I had to say, when I play with him, I don't have to make those decisions. Those decisions are already made for me, like a great quarterback. Well, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, they're like taking a lot of pressure off of you. So you just have to learn how to adapt a little bit and go out there and play that way. Become a great cutter. By the way, the Warriors are one of the best cutting teams in the NBA.
Yep.
They drive baseline, that wing cuts. They drive middle, that baseline cuts. Like, you just like master that, study that, practice that, get used to that, practice that way in practice. And even think about it this summer. Don't go and say, oh, I'm going to work on my pick and roll. Like, become a master at your craft on your team with what you have. You do that, you commit to that. They're freaks of nature. They should be able to figure it out. But it takes a commitment from them and almost like a selflessness from them and saying, like, I'm with some all-time greats. I need to adapt to what they're doing.
Well, Andrew Wiggins adapted as we're talking to Brian Scalabrine here on the Morning Rose. How about Andrew Wiggins? And think about his reputation when he got traded to the Golden State Warriors, a trade that nobody really wanted to touch and take on that contract where he's making 30-plus a year. He's going to make $33 million next season. But now people are talking about extending him out here on the West Coast. Andrew Wiggins, how surprised were you to see him perform at that level throughout the postseason?
Well, the thing is, when that trade happened, I was never a fan of D'Angelo Russell playing with those guys, like with Steph and Clay. So right away, I'm like, dude, you got a pick and you got it? That's a win. And you won that trade. Now, the fact that he became not only a guy that you can count on, but a guy that impacted winning on such a high level, that to me, I'll give Andrew Wiggins the credit for doing the work, but I'll give the Golden State Warrior coaching staff most of the credit for going out there and saying, this is who you are. We need you to be this. And at times, you're watching Wiggins in Minnesota. He acts like he doesn't care.
Right.
There are times when his body language is the same, but he's out there like dunking on people and locking people up. So I give them a lot of credit, and he's figured it out, like you just said. Like, And that's big. Like, I'm not sure they win a championship without him.
No.
And that was a guy that, give it all, go back to Bob Myers when they lost Kevin Durant. Bob didn't sit there and cry into a towel. He's like, well, give me D'Lo. I'll take that salary slot. And look what he did with that salary slot. So great move by him. And yeah, you're right. Wiggins is definitely deserving. Like, I know that Jason Tatum is a stud, man. I watch him every night. He did not want that smoke, at least in the NBA Finals.
No, game 4 and 5, Wiggins was special. Before we get you out of here, anything that's going to surprise us all in NBA free agency? Obviously, Kyrie Irving opts back into Brooklyn. We'll see what happens with that situation, whether or not Ben Simmons actually plays an NBA game this year. We're all waiting to see that trio. Russell Westbrook opts in to the LA Lakers, making $47 million. Lakers try to figure things out. What is going to shake? Is Bradley Beal going to move? Is there going to be any big time movement during this free agency period that starts 6 o'clock Eastern?
I'm not sure about any big time like free agent. I don't know about trades or anything like that. I don't think it's going to move the needle like it has in the past. But I do think that, you know, Brunson, it seems like he's going to end up with the Knicks, even though Miami Heat started a meeting with him. I think there'll be a lot of like auxiliary moves out there that just people like, oh yeah, I like that move. That could help them, and that could end up paying off dividends later on in the future. But I don't think this is going to be like a LeBron James year or anything like 2010 right. or anything like that. But I think the biggest move is Steph Curry hosting the ESPYs, right?
Yes.
Like that's going to be awesome. Now, is he going to say jokes about other NBA players? That's the question. Now, you guys take a poll on that.
Well,
will Steph Curry make fun of other NBA players?
It'll be dad jokes.
It may be dad jokes, but will he make fun of Draymond Green, who seems to be doing all these podcasts? That's what everybody's waiting to see.
Or will he make fun of like a Kyrie Irving? You know, like will he go like a Zion Williamson who didn't play? Like, will he make fun of NBA players at all? Like, that's where I wonder, because he is an active player. He ain't retired anymore.
Right.
He's just got to go against these guys.
As long as he doesn't get slapped like Chris Rock or our guy Jock Peterson on the field, I think we're okay with it.
I think like that we lost Scal.
What happened there?
What a walk-off. Yeah. That's a walk-off.
I thought we were doing Jerky Boy segments at that point.
Brian Scalabrini. It was a really good conversation with Scal. Mauser, call Scal back. Just tell him thank you, man. We appreciate the time. Brian Scalabrini. That was obviously
that was
NBA.
Matt Hegan cutting the cord.
It went too long.
17 minutes of Scal. I know he's an Odyssey insider, but come on. 17 minutes. We pay him for only 15 minutes. Going overtime. By the way, Matt Nahegan, expect an expense report coming soon from Boston.
I already submitted mine.
All the Ubers and everything?
Everything.
Food?
Took me forever.
Food?
I hate submitting expenses.
You did the food, too?
What?
You did food, too?
Of course.
So damn good.
Shout out, Stacy.
Hey, you know what? Shout out, Stacy Kaufman. My expense report will be coming in over the next 2 days. That was the Odyssey NBA Insider, Brian Scalabrini. Insider calls are presented by Hey Maine, a new podcast from Kenny Maine. Each week, Kenny talks to famous people from the world of sports, music, and everywhere else. Download Hey Maine on Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Speaking of Taco Bell, did you see what came in the mail yesterday for me?
Yeah, what was that?
Remember back in the day, you used to get these coupons from like Safeway, Walgreens, that come in the mailbox. Yeah. You look at them. Grandma clips out the coupons. You go to the store. You buy all this food and getting all the discounts. So the Taco Bell KFC special.
Oh.
KFC on one side, Taco Bell on the other.
Was
in my mail.
From Mr. Taco Bell to Bonte Hill.
I'm walking baby Chez.
Telegram, Bonte Hill, please.
I'm walking baby Chez. No telegrams. Walking baby Chez, and I check the mail. She loves checking the mailbox. She likes, you know.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh, my Lord. What do I do with this? So I post it. I said, I'm going to tweet it. And the responses on Twitter. There's a lot of, run! Set it on fire! Tell Anna to get the scissors! Or, yo, you got to hit up 9 different locations, dog, to make that count. Try all this. Oh, I was a big fan of the party pack. So Joe Spadoni, who runs the board for Willard and Dibbs and Steiny and Goo.
Now, was this a Taco Bell KFC combo?
It was KFC on the back, Taco Bell on the other side.
So what side? You posted the Taco Bell side.
Yeah, well, the KFC side. I looked at the KFC side, and I almost brought it with me because I got to run some errands. I said, damn, KFC's got some deals, man. They got some deals, Mauser. I'm telling you. The Taco Bell party pack.
The supply chain for chicken might be short, but KFC's looking long.
They got the coupon. So I looked at it. Joe Spadoni actually came up with a great idea.
What did he say?
He said, bring it to 95.7 The Game and see who starts to pick apart the coupons. See how long it lasts here at 95.7 The Game.
Okay.
There's other people saying, hey, why don't you deliver that to me? I could use that.
Well, now you're out of pocket driving, you know, for $7 a gallon somewhere.
I mean, think about that. Think about that. So Taco Bell said to me coupons. I didn't know they send coupons out anymore. Thought you just got them digitally, like online. You get a get an email from Taco Bell or something.
Every time you reference Taco Bell, we need to have the Taco Bell ding from the commercial. That's what we should have. What? I don't know where it is, but that ding.
Well,
you know, like the bell being
Taco Bell. So damn good.
So ding. That was after a gym workout. And you know when the 38 limited lets you right off
the last gym workout you've done.
Maybe one of my last. Not gonna lie, maybe one of my last. I was feeling good. It was a great workout. And then you get off that bus.
Good for the next decade.
You get off that 38 limited, and it drops you off right in front of KFC Taco Bell. And it smells so good. You rush off that bus. There's like a million people trying to scurry off the bus, right? It's packed like sardines, like a can of sardines. You get off the bus, and you're like, oh, man, I'm probably not leaving the house late. There's a game coming on. I'm not walking back this way. Let me just get dinner now. And it just got... So many times I bit the bullet and just went inside to Taco Bell and grabbed something. So this app, this coupon thing, this paper.
Ernie and Concord saying that Bonte's only used to getting the digital coupons from the Taco Bell app.
Basically. So the paper,
is
right?
Is there a Taco Bell app?
Yes, there is.
Oh.
Yes, there is.
I did not know that.
Yes, I knew that. Well, you guys let me know that. When you could customize your $5 boxes on the app.
Oh, I clearly wasn't paying attention.
I didn't download the app. I may have used the app, but I have not downloaded the app. Just say that. May have used their online services before, once or twice. But this coupon paper, right? So look at the coupons here, Shasky.
There it is.
One season beef crunchy taco, 50 cents off.
Okay.
Chalupa Supreme, $1 off. Nachos Bel Grande, $1 off. Burrito Supreme, $1 off. Taco and Burrito Cravings Pack, $12.99. Burrito Supreme Combo, $1 off. Taco Party Pack, $14.99. Another Taco Party Pack, $14.99. Crunch Wrap Supreme, $1 off. And you know the slogan here? It's got the tacos. It's got the chalupa. It says Taco Bell. And it says, the answer is always Taco Bell.
With that many dings, ring, ding, dong. Turn it into Dr. Dre over here.
The fact that it said, the answer is always Taco Bell. So I'm asking all these questions in my head. Who are the San Francisco Giants? What are the Warriors going to do? What are the Niners going to do? And I look down at this coupon paper that just says, the answer is always Taco Bell.
From the 650. You should use those coupons to take Juan Toscano-Anderson out since you claim he eats for free in the bag.
Yeah, I mean, I'll stick at Original Joe's maybe, or, you know, somebody got the hook up there, maybe.
Hey, JTA, thanks for all the hard work you've done with the Warriors. Here's a Taco Bell 12-pack.
The KFC side, though, looked next level. I looked at it this morning. I said, damn, maybe I should bring this with me. Let me just not. Wait, did I stuff it in my backpack? I may have stuffed it in my backpack. Uh-oh. I don't think I did, but I'm going to check anyway.
I already took it out of your backpack.
I'm being told that you need to be reminded of the expiration date on that coupon. It might not last forever.
No, it's not going to last forever.
Remember when the Warriors were so bad, if they scored 100 points, you'd get two free tacos?
Oh, no doubt. Jack in the Box.
Then the chalupas.
Well, you had the chalupas. I think you had a Jumbo Jack one year.
Yeah. Like, two monster tacos.
And it happened a lot.
It did.
It had to be 100 points in a win.
No. Sometimes it was not a win.
Really?
Trust me, during the Larry Hughes era,
not a win. It was just 100 points.
I was sitting up in the Larry's kids section, and let me just tell you right now, it was not a victory. It was just score 100, and we're going to be there.
Wow.
The Sharks had a deal this year where if they score 4 goals in a game at home, then you get 4 free tacos from Taco Bell.
Oh, wow.
First game I went to, they scored 4 goals.
Bonte,
are you serious?
Yeah.
Taco Bell?
Right after.
That's pretty gangster right
Loquito
there.
Taco Bell.
Loquito Taco Bell.
Remember those commercials?
Oh, I do. I do. Oh, my gosh. The old Taco Bell logo was next level, though. It's a great logo.
Oh, it is. Did you see? Okay, so now we're here. The internet, someone uncovered a Burger King that had been basically untouched for the last 30, 40 years.
Which one? The one by Ocean Beach?
No. Not that one. No, but like, I guess it had been, you know, shut down, but it'd been preserved inside. It was all over the internet, and it was so cool to see the old 80s, like late 70s, early 80s. 80s Burger King look. You're going to have to look this up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, the look is great.
It's incredible. And I wish all fast food places would go back to that.
Go back to the retro logos.
I don't like the logos. Modern
looks. Yeah, I don't like the modern looks either.
At all. Like, McDonald's has completely renovated all their buildings.
Yeah,
it's too
I don't
modern
like it.
For me. Go retro.
Dude, they were
retro's
so jacked
in.
Up over there at Serramonte. I stopped by Chick-fil-A about a month ago. Check out their breakfast. Breakfast is damn good.
Hey. That Chick-fil-A, that line moves way quicker than you think it's there.
Hey, the line has not been long at Chick-fil-A.
No.
It is not. So I'm going over there to the gas station across the street, and they're constructing a new McDonald's. I didn't know what they were doing. I thought they were going to do some condos, a new ball, whatever. And then, so you know, this guy in construction was so jacked up. He was so jacked. He was like, oh, we're building this new McDonald's. It's going to be next level. It's going to be next level. I'm just like,
next level.
All right, bro.
I just threw you the Burger King that has been preserved, almost like it's frozen in carbonite.
This looks like the old one on Powell Street.
Yes. It also looks like the one before the renovations on Mission.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Near my house that my brother used to go. My brother was a little younger than us, and so we'd go out drinking, and my little brother would have like $6, $7, $8.
Right.
And all the heads would wake up at like 11 o'clock in the morning. My brother would have all the little croissant sandwiches, because remember, they had croissant sandwiches.
Yeah. With the little hash browns.
Oh,
the circle hash browns.
Medallions.
Yeah.
And my brother would go and get us, and we would smash on all that food, and Pat, we probably still owe you. My brother lived at Burger King at that era.
The Burger King downtown on Powell Street.
Was the most... No, Carl's Jr. was the most disgusting Carl's Jr.
Carl's Jr. is still there.
That's one of the nastiest ones of all time.
It's tough to eat there.
That plaza
needs
major work.
Yes, it's not cool. But the Burger King on Powell Street next to the... what's a jewelry spot? Was it Wholesale? I think it was called Wholesale.
What was that jewelry spot?
Yeah.
I got a Death Row chain there.
I know. I got so many fake chains
there.
They
had the No Limit tank chains.
I had so many fake chains.
That?
Oh, yes. And they had all the Middle Eastern cats working in there.
What was the name of that store?
Hey, my brother. What's up, my brother? What can I do for you, my brother? Check out this chain, my brother. $40, my brother. And I'm like, $40 is big money, man.
Everybody used to go to that little chain store. And it was all fake.
All fake.
I mean, your skin would turn purple.
I think it was Wholesale.
It might have been.
Right next to the Burger King.
Yes.
And that Burger King.
It was. Right where the cable car turned around.
That Burger King was nasty.
And then they built the Lids right up the street, and everybody started going to that Lids. Boy, back in the day.
415 Xfinity Mobile text line. Actually, it's 650. Shasky, what are your thoughts on QR codes at every food joint?
Well, it made sense during COVID when you don't want to touch anything. And it's like, now I think we're kind of over that. Like, I don't, who knows, whatever. To each his own. But like the QR code thing.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the thing, though. When I go out to eat with whoever, even if it's fast food, like, my wife has a thing where she doesn't like us using the phones while we go eat. And I have to give her credit, because when we go out to a restaurant, I'll start to get on my phone, and the next thing I know, she's like, give me the phone, and then I throw her the phone, she puts it in the purse, and then we can enjoy the meal, and I'm just not distracted.
Ed has tried that with me, and it doesn't work.
So, hey, Zeus... Your boy.
Oh, what up,
Jesus? Gucci, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
The BK is still there on Powell. And yeah, it was called Wholesales. And I'm going to throw another one at you right near Blondie's Pizza.
Oh, Blondie's Pizza.
Remember that spot?
Well, now they've got
Jesus,
a new Blondie's.
What up, dog?
They got a new Blondie's in Bloomingdale's.
You think Jose is ready, or Jesus is ready for a trade?
Oh, there's no doubt. I can't wait to see
Jesus. I bet he got an authentic trade.
I can't wait.
Already.
So, ask Jesus, what did he think when he saw me with the Gucci shoes on?
Oh, I'm sure he thought they were fly.
Gucci!
Hey, Zeus, man. That's my guy right there. That's my guy.
Come on.
He busted me out, though.
Drake busted you and turned it into a gimmick.
Dude, he
busted me out.
If you notice the last few games of the finals, I didn't wear any Gucci's, no Dior's. No. It was straight business.
Isn't Mac Dre's birthday coming up in the next couple of days? Is it 4th of July or is it July 5th?
Step in the door looking real raggedy.
How many pairs of Jabots did Bonte buy at the House of Blue Jeans on Market Street?
I never owned a pair of Jabots.
Yeah, I bought my Jabots at a liquor store on the corner of my house on Waller.
With a 7XT?
Yeah, well, the sex, it's 5XYT.
And just throw it on right there.
5XYT,
and spill
crispy.
Cranberry juice all over
crispy.
It.
Crispy. Oh, if you can make it a day without getting the white tee dirty and wear it the next day, you are the man. I swear.
Yicks and Franks on Mission in the Excelsior had all the white tees.
And also, I remember when I was living in Daly City for a stretch, I took out two garbage bag fulls of black and white tees. Just plain black and white tees. It's like, how many black and white tees did I waste my money on? Because they were like sometimes $7 pop, sometimes 15. The really good ones with the AAA tag.
Yeah, you'd rip off the back tag right away if you didn't rip the back of the collar.
Yeah, you couldn't do that. That's too risky.
Well, no, you got to boom, because it gets itchy. You know, some of those weak, cheap shirts, they get a little itchy.
But if you got the ones with the AAA, the tag AAA on the back, those were the good ones with the fresh collar.
Yes.
Could not stretch it. Right
around
your neck. The
collar was very important.
Very important. You cannot have a loose collar with a white tee.
These guys have no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah, no, they're checked out.
Do you guys know about white tees at the liquor store?
Well, yeah, but I don't know where you're talking about.
Just any liquor store.
I mean, you're talking about a lot of stores and stuff. Yeah. I mean, I grew up in Fremont, man.
We had liquor stores on every corner, so it was just different. And, like, at the liquor store on the corner, not only could you get liquor and, whatever, snacks and things like that, they'd have, like, the fake San Francisco beanies or, like, the fake San Francisco 49er hats, and then they'd have the white tees.
Yep.
And then you'd go in there and you'd get whatever your drink is, and then, boom, you get a white tee.
Yang Tom Smith, Bonte doesn't know coupons coming to mail because Bonte has people read his mail. That's not true. Come on, man. That's not fair. You guys trying to make me out to be bougie, man. That's not
loaded.
Fair.
What's the guy that used to be around Puff Daddy?
Oh,
Farnsworth.
Farnsworth, that guy.
Is it Bentley? Farnsworth Bentley?
Something, dude. He was weird. Odd cat. It was very odd.
Well, it was a little weird that you'd have like a servant like that.
Yeah, that was odd. Very, very odd.
The only like house servant that I think is acceptable in modern culture is the guy from
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Absolutely.
Yeah, what's the name?
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey was the best. He really was the best.
He was really good. He was the best. Master William?
Yeah. Look at you. New Fresh Prince isn't bad.
I haven't watched it yet.
It's not bad. I actually really liked it.
I'm going to watch that.
It's more serious. It's different. There's like different things. They really nailed the casting. I really like it.
I'm going to check that out. Yeah. Let's go to Anthony and Hayward. Anthony and Hayward, then we'll get to Tim and Pacifica. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Real quick, if you guys are all talking about Taco Bell, you got to check that one out. It's called Taco Bell Cantina in San Ramon.
Oh.
They got beer on tap. It's like a Demolition Man upgraded Taco Bell. It's really cool.
Yes. What was Demolition Man's name, the bad guy? Come on, Wesley Snipes. What was his name?
I don't remember his
name.
With the blonde hair.
Badass.
With the blonde hair.
I'm looking it up.
Yeah, Taco Bell. Remember he robbed the dude at the ATM? He just busted up the ATM. Let's go to Tim of Pacifica while you look that up. Tim, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I live in Pacifica, and there's a Taco Bell cantina on the beach out here.
Yep.
People walk up with their surfboards, barefoot, beer. And I thought I would be remiss if I did not call in and make sure that people mention the only Taco Bell in the world that I will go to sober.
I love it,
Tim. I love that. By the way.
Good call.
Simon Phoenix is the name of Wesley Snipes' character. John Spartan.
John Spartan. And they brought him back to life, right?
Yeah, because he was frozen.
He was frozen.
Or whatever they did to him.
They brought him back to life.
Cryogenically froze him.
Simon Phoenix with the haircut.
He was so sick.
He was such a gangster.
He was so sick.
He was punking cops.
That was a great movie.
It was. You know where I watched that movie at? St. Francis Theater on Market Street.
Wow.
Where they used to have the matinees.
Yeah.
And the Asian people were selling you the tickets.
That's way back.
And they had the one black security guard.
He was waving you home around third.
Well, no, that dude was about that life. He was himself.
He was dead serious.
At that theater.
Oh.
I've seen Menace of Society at that theater. I mean, that was right next to the Market Street Cinema.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
We've all had a Market Street Cinema.
No. You speak for yourself.
Of a friend.
Wow! Yeah, of a friend.
Is it still around?
No, it's not. They had to. I don't think it's around. I don't think so. They had to shut that place down.
That's the lowest rung, right? We all agree.
I don't know if it's the lowest.
It's pretty low.
But there were some late nights.
It's pretty low.
It was the only one that was open all day.
Yeah.
All day long.
That's a rite of passage. If you're 18... That was a rite of passage.
It was a rite of passage.
I mean, let's just call it what it is.
I remember when I became a UPS supervisor. Let's just say we had a fun night down there on Market Street. First check. Fun Center, by the way. Fun Center. Remember Fun Center with the arcade on Market Street?
Of course.
They shut that one down because, things just used to go down.
Well, Kaplan's was the spot on Market for many years. Oxford's. There's so many different spots on Market. Market's changed so dramatically.
It has.
It's just so different.
All right. Let's 925. Any sports? Yeah, let's go to sports. Let's react to Brian Scalabrine saying the Warriors are basically going to be the favorites, but the Clippers are really, really scary. But it's Steph Curry. What does he have in store? What does he have coming up? By the way, we also have a guest coming up. Chris Rose, John Boy Media. We got Chris Rose coming.
He had a little more details on the Jock Peterson, Tommy Pham slap. And I explained this to my wife, and my wife says, what's wrong with Jock? He's a little out there.
Wow.
I said, yeah, he is. And she says, well, what's wrong with the other guy? Who slaps a grown man? I go, babe, it's probably the most disrespectful thing you could do to someone.
Tommy Pham.
And she's like, this is a weird story.
Dude, Tommy Pham is about that life.
If this happened in the NFL,
I
don't think we'd stop talking about it.
Yeah, no, it would have... Well, think about the keep to leave of Michael Crabtree throwing blows in the end zone.
Yeah.
I mean, that was pretty sick. That was pretty sick. And the keep to leave now on the studio panel for Amazon Prime for the Thursday night package.
Crab got punked by a couple different guys. Although he did own Patrick Peterson on that Monday night game.
He did. No doubt. Crabtree, man. Damn, I had high hopes for Michael Crabtree. It's time for the injury report sponsored by Boxer and Gerson Law Firm.
It's time for the Injury Report.
It really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
People were Googling Market Street Cinema on YouTube and Twitch. Unbelievable.
What was that song, In My White Tee?
In My White Tee.
In My White Tee. Now it's in my head.
M-I-Y-T. Ooh, M-I-Y-T.
When the Hot Boys came out in that those jeans.
Oh, Cash Money,
yeah, the jeans and, with the top, you know, I call it the Canadian tuxedo.
Racks.
Yes, with the white tees. Everybody was rocking
Everybody
those.
In the club. They started banning white tees in the club.
I remember that.
The Marlins announced that they have placed second baseman Jazz Chisholm on a 10-day injury list due to a right lower back strain. Chisholm has been dealing with nagging back injuries for the last few days. Sitting out games on Sunday and Monday, he did attempt to play in Tuesday's contest in St. Louis, but was only able to take one at-bat before coming out of the game. Chisholm was scheduled to undergo an MRI yesterday, the results of which have not been released. The Marlins have offered no timetable for his return. Chisholm is hitting .254 with 14 home runs, 12 stolen bases this season. The injury report, he will be a nice Giant, but obviously he will be platoon, and I don't think he'd be happy about that. Injury report brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. Chris Rose coming up on The Morning Roast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.